The debate over ridgeline wind turbines was one of the more visible issues of the 2016 legislative session, but a $50,000 appropriation tucked into the Capitol bill attracted surprisingly little attention.
If there's more wind development, there's going to be more issues with sound.
That's John Rogers, the Essex County Senator who lobbied successfully for money for Linden State College to purchase sound monitoring equipment. The school will use the equipment to measure sound emanating from utility-scale wind projects across Vermont. The issue of sound and its effects on neighboring property owners has become the brightest flashpoint in the wind energy debate. Here's Ben Luce, the Linden State physics professor who will oversee deployment and operations of the equipment.
In general, there is a desire by many to get more data on this subject.
The desire for that data is keenest among opponents of mountaintop wind, a group that includes Senator John Rogers and Luce himself. Mark Whitworth is another member of that anti-wind coalition. Whitworth is president of the board of Energize Vermont, an organization working to halt new ridgeline wind development. His group just launched a new entity called the Center for Turbine Impact Studies.
We hope that the center will provide people with an opportunity to come and experience the impacts themselves.
And Whitworth is hoping that his group will be able to leverage the state-funded sound monitoring equipment to bolster the case against wind.
I guess the first thing that would have to happen is that Linden State would have to be interested in what we could make available to them.
Lou says Linden State is indeed interested. The Center for Turbine Impact Studies will be located in an abandoned home in Sheffield. The previous owners, Luann and Steve Tarrion, say they left the property because noise emanating from a nearby mountaintop wind development had become unbearable. Here's Ben Luce again.
Yes, we might indeed monitor at the Tarrion project.
Ben Walsh is the Climate and Energy Program Director at the Vermont Public Interest Research Group. Walsh says the confluence of anti-wind forces behind this data-gathering mission will make its research meaningless.
Ben Luce has been an avowed opponent of wind power for years and has been actively working to undermine wind in Vermont.
A newly launched pro-wind group in Vermont shares Walsh's assessment. WindWorks Vermont, an organization whose backers include wind developers, has begun an online ad campaign aimed at debunking the, quote, misinformation that it says is being spread by opponents of wind. Kyle Martell is the group's spokesman.
But there has been an anti-wind narrative that's been creeping up in the news, and this group feels it's important to make sure the facts are out there and fight misinformation.
Martell says claims about the negative health effects of turbine noise are especially misleading. Martell says the vast majority of Vermonters living within earshot of mountaintop wind projects report no adverse effects. And he says the body of research conducted on the issue to date leads to only one reasonable conclusion.
There are no adverse health effects to wind turbines.
That's a view shared by some prominent health officials. Dr. Harry Chen, commissioner of the Vermont Department of Health, offered testimony to the Vermont Senate in April. Chen said there is no scientific evidence to support a cause-and-effect link between living near turbines and physiological health effects. Linden State Professor Ben Luce isn't so convinced.
There are potentially strong, objective, scientific realities here that have largely been understudied and under-disseminated to the public.
Luce says Vermont's topography makes for unique acoustic characteristics that haven't been adequately studied. VPIRG's Ben Walsh says additional research is appropriate, but he says the source of that research is important, and he says Luce is not a credible source.
Putting him in charge of wind power research is like having the fox research the hen house. It just isn't a wise use of public dollars.
Not so, says Senator John Rogers.
Well, talk about the fox garden, the hen house. Who have we depended on so far? We've depended on experts hired by the wind industry.
Lou says the research conducted by Linden State will be available for review by people both for and against mountaintop wind. Lou says he's an accomplished researcher capable of producing reliable data, and he says both sides can decide for themselves what that data means. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.